Cast is now starting. All attendees are in listen-only mode.
Good evening and welcome. I'm Whitney Sweeney, President of the State Board of Education. I call the January 21st regular meeting of the State Board of Education to order. It is 5:02 p.m. This meeting is being held electronically. On March 12, 2020, Governor Carney issued a declaration of a state of emergency for the state of Delaware due to a public health threat. The state of emergency allows all public meetings of executive branch public bodies, including the State Board of Education, to be conducted electronically, either by means of telephone conference call or video conference call. The State Board of Education published the public meeting notice and the meeting link on January 14, 2020, on the state public meeting calendar site. Individuals may participate in this meeting via the GoToWebinar platform, which allows individuals to join the meeting via the web application or listen to the meeting via phone. Thank you for your patience if we run into any technology issues as we conduct the meeting electronically. As a courtesy to others and to prevent unnecessary disruption, please mute your telephone line when you're not speaking. Members of the public should refrain from speaking until the time for public comment. Opportunity to sign up for public comment was available via email prior to this meeting. If you did not sign up and plan to provide public comment and are logged in via the URL, please type in your name, organization, and comment topic into the question box now. This will help us to begin to create a list of individuals who would like to speak. If you are only participating via phone and wish to make a verbal public comment, please log in via the meeting URL. We'll also open the floor for you to sign up for public comment in the questions box during each public comment section on the agenda. We ask that members of the public use the questions box only to sign up for public comment or to make us aware of any technical difficulties. In order to maximize the effectiveness of this meeting, each board member should announce their name before speaking. Please remember to announce your name as you reply to others or participate in ongoing conversations. During the presentations, presenters will regularly pause and ask if any state board members have questions. Please do not speak until this time. During the presentation, presenters will clearly reference which document they're reviewing. When taking a vote on an item, I will ask if there is a motion and a second. We will then conduct a roll call vote. As required by statute, this meeting is being recorded and the recording will be available to the public on our website within 7 business days. Now, first is the roll call of State Board of Education members. Ms. Smith, if you could call the roll, please.
Yes, Ms. Pfeiffer. Mr. Lofink.
Present.
Dr. Noble.
Present.
Reverend Powell.
Present.
Mr. Rushdan.
Present.
Ms. Sampson.
Present.
Ms. Sweeney.
Present.
Ms. Turner.
Present.
Thank you. We do have quorum.
Great. Thank you. I would note that we also have the following individuals on the line, Secretary Susan Bunting and our attorney, Mr. Rose, Joe Rose, and State Board of Education staff, Jen Honor and Kathleen Smith. The first item on the agenda is the approval of our agenda. The board's agenda was posted on January 14th. Are there any changes? Is there a motion to approve the agenda for today's meeting as presented?
Lofink, so moved.
There a second?
Holly Rushdan, second.
I think I heard Rushdan second. Is that right, Ms. Smith?
Yes, I heard Rushdan.
Okay. Thanks. Sorry. I thought I heard two people for a second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. The next item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes. The December 17th regular meeting minutes were provided to the board for review in advance of this meeting. Are there any additions or deletions? I'm going to take that absence for no addition or deletion. Is there a motion to approve the December 17th regular monthly meeting minutes as presented?
Lofink, so moved.
Reverend Powell, second.
All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? The motion carries. Okay, the next thing as we move into state board business. As we have in the past agreed to revisit our mission, vision, guiding principles that we've all continued to work on since we joined the board, and revisit them at the beginning of each meeting for anyone who might be listening. Now, this information will be pulled up on the screen. It's also included on our eBoard site. So I don't want to take too much time running through it, but I do always think it's important for anyone who might be joining us for the first time that they are aware of what they are. Now, I'm really excited that, I'm disappointed I have to do this, but I'm glad that we have her with us. And I wish truly that she were here in front of us, but Ninalou Bunting, to recognize Ninalou for her contributions to Delaware education. I personally have only gotten to know Ninalou over the last several years since I've been on the board, but she's been a presence in Delaware education for quite some time. So tonight we're going to take the time to honor Ninalou Bunting. Ms. Bunting has dedicated her career to supporting Delaware children, and we're very much looking forward to recognizing her contributions tonight. As all of us on the board know, Ninalou stepped away from the board last month, I think it's the beginning, early last month, and we are sorry that we're not able to do this in person, but very grateful to have you with us one last time. So I would like to open the floor to her state representative who's on the line with us tonight, Representative Collins, to recognize Ms. Bunting on behalf of the legislature.
Hey, Representative Collins, you should be unmuted on our end, so you should be able to unmute and speak. All right, Representative Collins, we can't hear you, but we will come back to you shortly, and you should be able to unmute on your end.
Okay. I'm actually going to move forward. I've been on Zoom calls all day, and I thought to myself, I'm not going to start this year saying, can you hear me now? Am I off mute? And I did, unfortunately, have to start off my year saying, can you hear me now? So I fully appreciate that, and we'll round back. But before we do that, Secretary Bunting, oh, I'm sorry, I thought I heard a voice. Okay, then I'm gonna move forward to Secretary Bunting, who will be recognizing Mrs. Bunting on behalf of the governor's office.
And I'd like to start by adding that it's been my privilege to work with Ninalou in a variety of capacities for many, many years. So it's with great pleasure, and it's quite an honor for me to share with her from the State of Delaware Office of the Governor a tribute. Now, be it hereby known to all that John Carney, Governor of the State of Delaware, and Bethany Hall Long, Lieutenant Governor, extend sincere appreciation to Ninalou Bunting on behalf of Delawareans across the first state. Governor Carney and Lieutenant Governor Hall Long recognized Ninalou Bunting for her dedicated service to the state of Delaware. Mrs. Bunting was appointed to the State Board of Education by former Governor Jack Markell in June 2015 and served as the state board's vice president from July 2016 to June 2018. Mrs. Bunting was an educator for 39 years and received the Delaware Teacher of the Year Award in 1979. She also served on the Indian School Board for 13 years. In addition to service to the State Board and the Indian River School Board, she has also served on the Governor's Advisory Council for Exceptional Citizens, the Delaware School Boards Association Board of Directors, and numerous legislative task forces. Mrs. Bunting has dedicated her career to supporting educational opportunities for every child. This tribute brings with it sincere gratitude for her dedicated service to the state of Delaware, and we offer best wishes for the future, presented on this 21st day of January, 2021, by the order of the governor. Thank you, Ninalou.
Thank you, Susan, that was marvelous. And thank the governor for me when you see him.
I will do so.
Thank you both. Representative Collins? What I would like to do at this point, because I want to make sure that we have the opportunity to have a representative that is actually NYNALU's representative be able to speak. And I know that I think they're on the call, but having some maybe some issues from a technology standpoint, rather than hold everything up, I just wanted to open it up to other board members, because I know each of us have served with NYNALU in different capacities. So I'll open it up to board members. And then in the interim, if Representative Collins is able to address those technology issues, then we'll certainly open it up, because I think that's quite important. But for now, I'm going to open it up to specific board members.
Can you all hear me? This is
Whitney.
I'm sorry, was that Representative Collins?
Go ahead, Wally. No, I was just going to say I spoke with Representative Collins today, and he was afraid he was going to have computer issues, but I did speak with him today, so if he doesn't get on tonight, I've already heard from him.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I wish it would be so wonderful if we were in person, and we didn't have to worry about hoping that what worked an hour ago is going to work again now when we really need it. So thank you. I'm glad that you had the opportunity to connect, and certainly we want everyone else to know how much you're appreciated by the legislature, but I'm glad you spoke also. So I am going to open it up to the board, because I know there are people that would like to share their perspective as well.
So I'm fine to start off. This is Wally Rushan, and I am very conflicted about NYNALU's position right now. She was very very into my transition onto the board, and my experience onto the board very much was rooted in the comfort that she gave me, the welcome that she gave me when I came here, and how different our formation of our relationship on the board and sort of this phasing out is, where we really, I think, got our relationship off sitting next to each other on a train on our way to Washington, D.C., you know, no mask, you know, talking about family and fudge and education and all manner of things, and here we are, you know, essentially saying see you later, not goodbye, on a telephone. But I think in so many words, I just want to say, NYNALU, you know, even though my experience with you is rather limited too compared to some others, you know, you have defined my experience on the board. You showed me what it meant to be a board member here, to be someone who was thoughtful, to respect the opinions of our colleagues, to be prepared, and to lead with your heart and do what you thought was right with respect to the vote that you have in this body. So I've already missed seeing you. I'm going to miss hearing you. I'm going to miss your perspective on things. And but you've earned your right to do as you please with your time. As you know, has been illustrated by some of these well-deserved remarks from our elected officials about your service. So thank you for everything you've done for me personally, and that you've done for the children and the educators across the state, and you will be missed.
Thank you, Wally, so much. I couldn't have made it on that trip without you, as you well know.
Hi, this is Rich Collins. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, there he is.
We can.
Okay, I have not used this program, and I just frankly didn't know how to use it. I've been sitting here the whole time screaming into the computer. But I'm glad that you can hear me now.
Yes, we can, and thank you for joining us.
Well, I'm more than happy. Nina was actually, she's in my before I retired from insurance, she was my insurance client for many, many years. And I appreciate her a whole lot, not just for the school board work. But Nina, I want to tell you, the school board is a thankless job. And I really congratulate you and thank you for your many years of service, and not just here on the board, but previously in education. So I have a house tribute. Hopefully someone will actually physically give it to you. I'm not exactly sure where it is. If you have not received it, I'll make sure you get it physically. But this is what it says. House of Representatives tribute. Be it hereby known to all that the House of Representatives acknowledges Nina Lou Bunning on the occasion of her retirement from the Delaware State Board of Education. We recognize this outstanding individual for her 5 years of dedicated service as a member of the Delaware State School Board of Education. Mrs. Bunning is celebrated for her remarkable devotion to education. She has served as an educator for 39 years and was honored with the title of Delaware State Teacher of the Year in 1979. Prior to serving on the State Board of Education, Ms. Bunning was a member of the Indian River School District Board of Education for 13 years. She has been a member of the Governor's Advisory Council of Exceptional Citizens, the Delaware School Boards Association Board of Directors, and several legislative task forces. We commend her for her outstanding professionalism, leadership, and contributions, and bestow our best wishes for an enjoyable retirement. The House of Representatives extends its sincere congratulations and directs this tribute be issued on the 21st day of January, 2021. It is signed by Speaker of the House, Pete Schwarzkopf, Chief Clerk, Rich Puffer, and myself. And once again, I sincerely thank you and congratulate you for your many years of service.
Rich, thank you so much. That was lovely. And thank all who got that together and signed it. I appreciate it.
Okay, great. You're more than welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you. We appreciate you being able to join us. At this point in time, was there any other board members that wanted to say anything?
Nina Lou, yes. This is Audrey. I just want to thank you and recognize you as well for all the incredible work you've done for this state of Delaware through education in all these years. But for me personally, I think that you were a critical player during the time when I came onto the board of helping this board stay together. You helped us through a very, very difficult time, and you were the one remaining survivor that helped us transition and move forward. And that was very important to me. And it was a tough battle for those of us who were new and really didn't understand the history of what was going on. And you were very helpful and supportive. And I think, I'm not sure if we would have made it through that had you not been there to kind of help us understand history and where we were going. So I just want to thank you for that, and definitely you'll be missed. I'm sure that I hope that you will be willing to help us at any time in the future if there's any issues that come up that where we need history. I'm a great believer that we need to have history present to us, and having said that, I think that the role that you've played on the board has been incredible in that way. So thank you again for your service, and it's been great working with you.
Oh, Audrey, thank you so much. And because of you and all the others, I feel that I can leave now, because I know I'm leaving the board in good hands.
Thank you for that.
Nina Lou, this is Vince Lofink. I can't top Mr. Rushton, Representative Collins' tributes, and Dr. Noble's remarks, but I just want to express my appreciation for your service to the children of Delaware, both as a teacher and an educational leader. You're always kept us grounded with your insights that were based on your many years of classroom experience and local school board service. I do miss being there in person. Even though every time I sat next to you, you moved over and wanted to sit next to Wally, I understand. I want to thank you. I want to thank you for your service, and please enjoy your retirement. You're going to be missed.
Thank you. And you're all going to miss my fudge. I know that's the real truth.
You got that right.
Hey, is it my turn yet? Is it my turn yet? I just have a little something.
Okay. Sorry, this is Reverend Powell, Nana Lou. I want to just express also and echo all the sentiments that have been shared. I have had limited time to spend with you and get to know you on the board, but the time that I have spent with you, I had a great appreciation for your passion and your expertise as it relates to all of the issues that we dealt with, but especially when it came to educators and teachers. It seems like you really leaned in and perked up when it comes to regulations that dealt with the educators. I noticed that, and I appreciate that. I really appreciate your straightforwardness, your frankness, and your matter-of-fact kind of attitude towards the issues, and I really appreciate that. And so much success, God's blessing to you as you pursue what is next for you. And now we only have to have one Bunting on the board. always try to understand.
So you won't get it.
I try to understand the correlation between her or the relationship between the Bunting. I said, okay, I'll figure it out one day. So we only got one now that I have to deal with. God bless.
Thank you, Reverend Powell. It's your passion as well. You've brought a lot of passion to the board, which I appreciate.
Nina Lou, it's Wendy Turner. I just want to quickly say thank you for your extraordinary example of service. And when I met you in 2017, you welcomed me into the Teacher of the Year family in Delaware in such a warm way. And if I can live up to even just a small bit of your legacy of service and dedication and impact, I'll know that I'm doing something right. So thank you so much for all the kindness that you have shown me.
Oh, Wendy, that's so sweet. And you already have, honey.
Ms. Lou, this is Denise Sampson. I don't have much to say as I've only known you just over the past couple of months, but I do just want to say thank you. And I know that you have played a strong role in making this board what it is today.
I'm so thankful you're on the board because it's the student voice that we need to hear.
Thank you, everyone. Nina Lou, was there anything else that you wanted to add? Actually, I have to thank you because, as you know, I did not have an experience on school boards when I came in, you know, other than being a parent. And I honestly am impressed. And Representative Collins said it is a thankless job. You have done this job for a long time, and you've set an example for how to do a good job at it. So I really can't thank you enough. For one, staying, and as Audrey said, keeping the board together. There's a lot of very new members on here, and I personally just feel like you were really a wonderful guide and a good person to talk to. So I appreciate your time and guidance.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Well, I'm going to say don't be a stranger, and hopefully we see you. I think it was Wally that said this. I'm sorry we're saying goodbye without actually getting to shake your hand, but hopefully we see you again sometime in the not too distant future.
Absolutely. The best to all of you. Thank you so much for everything. I enjoyed being on the board. I did have a few things to say, if you'd give me just a couple seconds.
I would love to do that.
All right. I just a little bit of prepared something, but most of you have already stated it anyway. But I've been in education in some respects since I was 5 years old, as a student, a teacher, a local board member, and a state board member, a span of 73 years in the rocking chairs calling. When the State Board of Education was required to regroup several years ago, we shrunk to 4 members. As the vice president at the time, I strove to stay the course until new members could be installed. This present board, as were the past members I served with, is comprised of the most passionate, hardworking volunteers for education I could ever have been associated with. Delaware is fortunate to have the services of such dedicated people.
One of the accomplishments I am most proud of is the decision to add a student and a former state teacher of the year as non-voting members to the board. Other states have been doing this, and the insights from those in the field is valuable to keeping the future of education focused and relevant to the students. So now with Mother Hen's Chicks on their own and my sister state teacher, Wendy Turner, on board, I am exiting to that waiting rocking chair. I am honored to have been chosen to serve. I wish you well, and I miss you already. Love you all. Thanks.
Thank you. That's lovely. Enjoy the chair.
Okay.
I'll need some sunnier weather to go with that rocking chair.
Okay, I hope. Thank you all so much. I'm signing out.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So as we move through, we will miss that a little. As we move through on the agenda, committee and meeting reports, we ask members to provide information on any events or committee meetings attended since the last meeting. Helps us to move forward our work or priorities of the board. Now, I will say that we have a pretty healthy agenda tonight. So in the sake of time, I would just think as you're providing your updates, just major takeaways and anything that you need the board's opinion on or next steps. And then we can always funnel information through through Jenna as well to the extent that that we need to get additional follow-up. But I just know we have a really big agenda tonight. I have to say, for me personally, we did have the holiday, and I have not been as active on in terms of moving any meeting, attending any official meetings since our last. And I think some of my updates are probably going to come out through Jenna because we've worked sort of behind the scenes as we've tried to move a couple of things forward. But Jenna has really taken a lead on most of those, and I've just sort of waited as I've needed to. So I'm going to leave that to Jenna, and some of these things are on our agenda as well. So with that, I'm going to pass to Mr. Rushton.
I actually have nothing to report.
Ms. Pfeiffer is not with us tonight. Mr. Lofink.
Yes, Madam President. Very briefly, my only activity of this month was attending the CSAC training earlier today. I was joined by Mr. Rushton. This meeting was a training on the application process for new charter schools. And of course, I appreciate Mr. Travers' leadership putting this together. And I'm sure he will be discussing this maybe at the charter school report later this evening. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Noble or Dr. Noble?
I guess I'd just like to say that I was attending a webinar that was entitled Leading for Literacy, Supporting Early Literacy Instruction Pre-K through 3. It was sponsored by the National Association of Elementary School Principals. I attended this to help me better understand how we as a board can support improved literacy development for all of our students. And while I hope that this webinar would be more about leadership, it was actually more about successful instructional practice. I did continue to learn that the teaching of reading is rocket science, especially for students who have learning challenges. I learned more about the science of reading and programs to promote comprehension. And should anyone want to learn more about that, I shared the webinar video and supplemental resources with Jenna. So if you'd like to look into that, I'm sure she can provide you with that. That's all. Thanks.
Thank you. Reverend Powell?
Yes, Madam President. I had the opportunity to participate as one of the panelists for this past week's annual Martin Luther King Jr. Symposium, which was sponsored by the Methodist Action Program. And the topic and the theme of the panel discussion was eliminating poverty, an intersectional approach. I was there on behalf of the board, state board. Senator Darius Brown was there, our Robert Alexander, president of Miami Chapter Southern Christian Leadership Council, and Reverend Dr. C. Anthony Hunt. He was a foremost scholar for Martin Luther King Jr. and Mahatma Gandhi, and an adjunct professor for the Wesley Theological Seminary. I just wanted to thank Jenna for providing me with significant resources to prepare me for research and to prepare me for that discussion on school formula funding and the inequities that exist within certain funding systems. I wanted to also thank Dr. Noble. She was so gracious to provide me and take time out of her busy schedule to give me an historical perspective of the State Board of Education's approach to these issues of inequities and as it relates to low income and low income students, English language learners, and students with disabilities. That's the first thing. Second, I continue to do the work in the city of Wilmington with the learning pods across the city for stakeholder engagement, identifying barriers that prevent our students from engaging into the learning space as we are in the COVID-19. Also, I attended a sponsored webinar by the Educational Equity Association of Delaware on educational funding workshop series. That was very informative. And then I'm also serving on the Delaware post-secondary equity team for the CTE, Joint Department of Education for Career and Technical Education and STEM initiative. So that's my involvement since our last meeting. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you, Reverend Bell. Thank you for busy. Ms. Sampson.
Thank you. I actually do have two things to share this time. On January 1st, I launched an organization with six other young ladies around the state of Delaware, along with State Representative Ray Moore, who was our advisor. The group is called Delaware Black Student Coalition, and we abbreviate as DBSC. It is a student-led organization dedicated to amplifying the voices of Black students around the state of Delaware, and our ultimate goal is to work with state legislators and representatives to bridge the gap between Black students and political figures in Delaware. We want to create equity in Delaware schools and encourage more racial awareness in our community, of course, not to mention giving Black students a place to come together and a sense of community. We like to think of ourselves as a statewide Black student union. And because the Board of Education has been working towards equity in Delaware schools, I thought that this was important to mention given we are working towards the same goal within our organization. I also attended a panel last week titled What Students Want to See from Their Schools During Black History Month. And while I wasn't a panelist, several of the girls from the coalition were, and they represented the DBSC very well. Hearing the students' opinions, and just hearing things from the students and educators on the panel, it made me realize how much my school is behind in the celebration of Black history. And so I can only assume that there are other schools in Delaware behind as well. Some of the schools are having cultural dances and ceremonies and celebration of Black History Month open to the whole school, while last year I struggled just to have a program for the Black Student Union. So again, with my knowledge that the board supports equitable opportunities and student-focused education, I felt that this was important to mention. And there will be a part two of that panel in which I will be a panelist. So I will keep everyone updated on that. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Turner?
Hi, yes, just two quick things to report out. I would like to share that I had the pleasure of attending the panel that Elise just mentioned, what students want their schools to do during Black History Month. And it was an extraordinary celebration of student voice. And Elise and the panelists spoke from their heart passionately about what they really need to feel, need to see to feel validated in their schools. And I think Elise is correct. Many schools are just behind in terms of what is needed and wanted. And to me, it was just this reminder that we must engage and elevate our student voices of all ages in all different kinds of schools to hear from them. You know, so I just thought it was incredibly valuable. There were over 100 people on the call, and I walked away and I shared notes in my own communities, and people were so thankful for what they saw come out of that. So Elise, job well done to you and your peers, and I cannot wait for part two. I also attended the Community of Practice Gathering in January. This is the ongoing effort organized by Terry Lawler at the department. It's an outstanding collaboration with the Department of Education and Transforming Education. And the topic in January was building community in the context of identity and also in the context of remote and hybrid learning. So it was another really valuable session. It is engaged educators from around the state. And every time I walk away from this, I have new ideas to bring to my school, to my students, and to my peers. So I will enjoy continuing with that. Thank you.
Great, thank you very much. You know, for some of us who kind of took a little bit of more of a break around the holiday, it sounds like the last, our last board members really did some pretty cool things. So really great to hear, and thank you for being out there. And I actually want to follow up as well with both Ms. Sampson and Ms. Turner, specifically to the event, because it sounds like a pretty great event. So thank you. Next thing is our executive director's report. So Ms. Honor, I'm going to go ahead and pass to you.
Thank you. You all have my report, so I won't go into detail, but please let me know if you have questions. Just a couple highlights. Our newest member, Sean Brittingham, was approved by the Senate earlier this week. So we're excited to welcome him to the board. Mr. Brittingham has been on the Del Mar School Board for 23 years with 20 years in leadership positions on the board. He's wrapping up his paperwork to complete his confirmation and closing out work with the Del Mar School Board, and he looks forward to joining us at our February meeting. So we're excited to welcome him. In relation to my report, we will talk about a few items later on the agenda today, including literacy research, Perkins 5 updates, as well as charter school applications for major modifications and new applications as well. So we'll talk about those later on the agenda. A few other items related to educator prep. I've had a number of conversations with Dr. Bradshaw, as well as follow-up conversations with staff from the Department of Education related to next steps from the P20 Council's conversation that was held back in November around recruitment. We are working on identifying some steps the council can potentially take on a path forward there. In addition, I attended two webinars from the SREB on expanding pathways into teaching and redesigning licensure. Again, just trying to understand work underway in other states to inform our work here in Delaware. We are looking to partner with the University of Delaware. I was connected with a professor there who teaches a data analytics capstone course, and we'll be working with them on a data project related to educator characteristics and mobility, hoping this gives us an opportunity to dig in on some of our priorities and guiding principles around using data and research to inform our work, as well as equity focus. In addition, we added two new web pages to our site around charter schools and state board hearings. Again, just trying to clarify the role of the board and make it clear through our online communication. So those are up and running and you should be able to see them. Are there any questions about anything I just shared or anything else that was included in my report?
Jenna, this is Audrey. I noticed in your report you talked about being involved in meetings with the Family Services Council and that they're interested in conducting an analysis of the impact of COVID on students and families. Can you tell us a little more about that?
Sure. I just had a brief conversation. I actually have a follow-up meeting with them next week, so I may be able to share more then. It seems like the Family Services Cabinet Council is interested in learning more about students who are missing from school or have been significantly disengaged in school this year. And so working to better understand that data, you know, who the students are, what this looks like, and what supports might look like going forward. So they're really kind of looking, like I said, to understand the current context and then make some recommendations on focus areas and supports as we go forward. I can follow up with additional information as I learn it. And Secretary Bunting, I know you're on the line. If you have anything else to add on that, I know you've been involved in those conversations. Please do.
You covered it well.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. So you'll get back to us as this kind of unfolds. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. And I think the next piece for the board on that will be to better understand where that group will be focused, and then if there are items that the board would like to lead discussions on or be a part of as we go forward. So that might be something that we can have a conversation at our February meeting once I know a little bit more.
Yeah, that would be great. Thanks.
And any further questions for Ms. Anna? Okay. Ms. Anna, do you have more in the executive director's report, or did you want to move on to the early literacy project?
We can move on to the early literacy piece.
Okay. I'm going to pass to you. This is a project that I think many of you are familiar with. You know, one of our goals is literacy in terms of thinking back to our vision, our mission, some of our guiding principles that were on the screen earlier today. So Ms. Honor, if you have a summary of the proposed research and next steps.
Yes, so foundational skills and knowledge is one of our priorities, as you mentioned. And over the last 2 years, we've really worked to kind of understand what are the levers related to early literacy and where can the board play a role in this space. We've worked with the department to better understand work underway related to the state's literacy plan and worked on the P20 Council's Early Literacy Committee, which made recommendations in a number of different areas, including around educator certification. In kind of our research and understanding of this work over the last couple of years, we've really identified certification as one of the areas where the board has a role and responsibility. So based on this, we worked to develop some research questions that we thought might be a good place to start for board research for this year related to this topic. So the first question is, how does Delaware's certification system ensure that entering educators are prepared to teach reading? And number two, how have other states or countries shifted policies on certification and licensure in support of early literacy? We know that this is just a piece of the puzzle. The department has a lot of work underway in a number of different areas around high quality instructional materials, professional development, and a whole host of other things. But we thought that, like I said, because this is aligned with the board's roles, that this might be a long-term policy focus that the board might be able to bring some attention on. So based on that, we did a scan of organizations and contacted a list of potential partners and eventually received proposals from two organizations, both that are pretty well regarded in the field and on DOE's approved vendor list. It is the hope that we'll complete this research by the end of the fiscal year in order to help inform our work for the upcoming year. So, like I said, we received two organizations that we've really talked with that might be interested in this work. The first is, I would say, more of a research focused organization. So they are really focused on kind of looking at the Delaware context, the Delaware history, and digging in on what other states and countries are doing, specifically around places that have seen outcomes related to these areas. The second vendor would also do a literature review and some research, but the second piece of the work would be around an action plan, which could include a map of stakeholders, stakeholder engagement, and a work plan to support future efforts. I think either one of these partners would be strong. I wanted to come into this conversation to kind of give you the context of what we've done so far and bring this question to you, the board, to kind of one, confirm that this is how we would like to use our research budget for the year. We did allocate $17,000 for this in our budget when we set our budget back in July, and this would be within our parameters there. So confirm if we would like to use our research budget on this topic. Number two, if we're supportive of this work, if you have a preference, if we prioritize the research piece of this conversation now with the intention to really discuss the action plan and a path forward next year, or if you would like to do the research and the action plan piece within, you know, the next 6 months. And three, if we decide that we would like to move forward with these proposals, confirm that the board is willing to allocate the funds associated with this research. Any questions on the context before we dive in on the proposals?
Jenna, why don't you go ahead?
Okay. So really, I mean, that's the summary of it. So if we're supportive with using our budget for this project, then I just would like to hear if the board has thoughts on the framing of the research overall in the next 6 months as a research and a literature review, or if you would prefer to go the direction where we have a deliverable with an action plan at the end of this. And I'm not saying that we wouldn't have an action plan in the first with the first proposal, it just wouldn't be part of the deliverable that we would expect by the end of June.
Jenna, this is Reverend Powell. As it relates to early literacy opportunities and this research, with the information you had equipped me with, and I was doing my research in terms of for that panel discussion, I found that it's empirical data that suggests the correlation between early literacy opportunities for students and their success along the continuum of the educational process. And so with that, I understand that in our area of responsibility, if you will, for the board is around maybe the equipping of certification. But I'd like to see maybe some of this research be directed, and I don't know if it's, you know, actually possible in this particular situation, around identifying the strong indicators of how important early literacy is to students in actual, you know, in our community. And I say that to say that, you know, certain states and, you know, are offering state-sponsored pre-K education opportunities for students, and they're getting, you know, better outcomes on the other end of the performance. I think that we as a state need to ask the question, you know, why aren't we providing that, and or if there's a movement afoot that we perhaps need to maybe be supporting that or broach that conversation, since we have such dismal results with low income and English language learners in certain pockets. I just think that we should be advocates for promoting this early literacy in the state of Delaware. And I understand this research is, you know, for the certification piece for educators, and I support that. But at some point, I think we need to delve into supporting early literacy for young children in our state.
Actually, I'm glad you brought that up, and I would agree that they are two separate issues. And I'm going to speak specifically to the certification piece, because that is something that, you know, not to say that we have lines in which we operate, but to some degree there are, you know, our parameters within the mandate of what we as a Board of Education can do outside of, you know, facilitating conversation. And there's obviously, you know, a lot to be said for being a platform for voices. You know, we just heard that with the platform or the board that Ms. Turner and Ms. Sampson were both spoke on. But I think there's two pieces. The first is the certification is something that we can directly impact and is a recommendation that came out of P20 from the Literacy Committee, subcommittee that both Dr. Noble and Mr. Rushdan served on, where a piece of that was directed back to the state board to try to facilitate. So from a segue perspective, it helps to support some of the recommendations that came out where we can actually make that direct impact. So that's kind of one of the reasons why, from my perspective, I think it's good to be able to be able to move that forward. And in order to do that, I think we need more information, hence the outside research project. But to the second point of the importance of early literacy and the K, you know, the pre-K program, there's, I believe, and I know there's others on the line that are closer to this, there's an enormous amount of work being done already. And I think it would be better, in my own opinion, to get a good sense of what's being done and then work with that and leverage that rather than us doing kind of duplicating efforts, I guess I should say. I am not minimizing in any way because I fully agree with you. If there is one topic that propelled me to be on the board, it was early literacy. And I think that if you can fix that, there are so many things down the line that actually correct simply because we've gotten kids reading earlier and all kids reading earlier. So I just think that we need to kind of separate them into two issues, one that we can act on now, and then two, think about what we should be as a board doing differently and leveraging work that's already being done. And I don't know if anyone else actually can comment on some of that, but I just think those are two really good points that you brought up, Reverend Powell.
Yeah, this is Audrey Noble. I'd like to say that I spent most of the last year working with the Office of Early Learning and with some of the national projects that were focused on improving early learning opportunities for children, including the governor's office. And I think now when we have a new, and maybe Secretary Bunting, you can talk about this a little bit. Now that we have a new person as the head of the Office of Early Learning, I'm sure that part of this direction is going to be discussion about the issue of universal pre-K. We have many groups that are involved in that, and I agree. I personally, and sounds like Reverend Powell as well, would love to have an opportunity to be more actively involved in discussions that are around those topics. So, Secretary Bunting, can you tell me any more about what's going on out of that new office and with your new associate secretary?
You are correct. There is much that is going on. There are many parties that are interested. Even the new president has talked about universal pre-K. There are a number of things involved. One, we know that we have to educate, we have to have the teachers, we have to have the instructional task force to make sure that what they are getting at that preschool level is a good transfer into the public school system. So there are efforts to increase the educational levels of the people who work in our daycare. That's one thing. One of the barriers is a huge, huge price tag. So you know, we have to look at educating getting the workforce ready. We also have to think about facilities and the licensing of facilities. And is this done in school districts? And if that's done in school districts, we have space limitations. And so all these factors are being looked at because there is a general belief in the power of that early training. Right. So there are some efforts afoot. The budgets are going to be released very soon. We'll see what's in the governor's budget for this year, but there are many initiatives that are contributing to the prep, I'll call it the preparation for this. It cannot be done overnight. And no. So Yvette has, a lot of things, and maybe we should invite her to a workshop where we could have full discussion about this range of possibilities and fully understand what might be behind getting ready for us to launch into. I would even talk about at the beginning a four-year-old program. You know, let's get started with that group that's coming right into school and make sure they are as prepared as they possibly can be. And then we bring on the threes. Again, in a phased-in approach, we also could look at phased-in approaches in certain communities or at schools where we have high needs or schools where we're not quite as effective to see if that's where we want to start and pilot some of these programs. If we can't afford the whole thing at one time, how do we begin to make this happen? So My suggestion would be to meet Yvette. She is fascinating. You would be charmed by her. And she has not only a lot of experience, but she has a wide experience in different places. She's even been at the U.S. Department of Education. So a workshop on early childhood initiatives or universal pre-K, however we want to label it, I think would be beneficial to everyone.
Yeah, I think that would be a great idea, because I think it's important that we understand some of the possible trajectories that we have before us related to early childhood. And you know, it depends on which political entity you talk about as what wants to happen. I mean, one of the things that I learned about early learning in the state and how it's organized is interesting to me, in that we have somewhat of a private public partnership going on. And part of early learning centers are businesses, whereas others are schools. And I really think that model, that dichotomy model, has kept us stuck. I think that until we are able to figure out how to blend that or do a better job of thinking through how we move forward, those two philosophies, when I went to a lot of the community conversations about early learning, I really saw different languages being spoken in the room. The educators were talking about one thing, the owners of centers who had a business perspective were kind of talking on another plane. And so I understand there's lots of complex challenges within that field. One of the least is not the fact that we underpay these people horrifically, and how do we make their salaries comparable so we can attract good people into the field. But I think it would be excellent to have a workshop with Yvette and get a sense of, you know, what her thoughts are and where she sees the state, what the potentials are for us as we move forward on this. So any way that I can help with that, I'd sure love to do that.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Thank you. And Reverend Powell, did you have any further comment or question with respect to kind of the path forward as we move? Because there are, I would say, sort of two parallel paths. One, the having something and further information specific to early literacy, and then the research piece with respect to the certification.
I just appreciate your comment, and I agree wholeheartedly about the dual track. You know, and I just wanted to make the comment because of the research that I've done and the dismal statistics that show that I think that only less than 5% of 3-year-olders and 4-year-olders in the state, some number like, I don't know, 500 some children are enrolled in some type of state-sponsored early pre-K learning opportunities. And that just got kind of disturbing to me. And so I agree that we need to find out what is going on now, you know, what's afoot in this area. And as Dr. Noble said, perhaps we need to kind of get laser focus on some opportunities in that. But in the meantime, I do agree that we should move forward with this other research. So thank you.
Thank you. Were there any other questions or comments with respect to the early literacy research project?
I'd just like to say briefly, I worked with Jenna on this, and we thought through some of the design issues, and we were trying to think through some of the context issues with which we're dealing right now with the situation with the schools. And as I looked at the two proposals, I personally felt that spending the rest of this year really focusing on getting a good research base and information on what do really strong and effective certification and licensure related to early literacy systems look like, and where have people had successes, and then use that basis of understanding to springboard into something over the next year that would be more stakeholder and engaged and more involved, and take the time to really get a good sense of what's happening, how the board can contribute, and how we can move this forward together. So I was suggesting to Jenna that we think about just doing the research-based project during this spring period, which I thought was feasible and manageable, and then take that, and then over the next year, really expand into the partnerships and the engagement that we would need to do based on what we learned from the research, instead of trying to do it all together in a very short period of time, which I didn't think would actually be very effective. So that's just my two cents.
I appreciate that. And I think that was the original ask, if I'm not mistaken, when Jenna kind of put out sort of the RFPs, was kind of thinking more about that piece. And then, you know, the one RFP came back just with a lot more information. I personally think it's better to spend a little bit of time and get it right. So I might be more inclined to spend more time on the research. And I appreciate your perspective, because I know you worked really closely with Jenna on this. I just like to make sure that at the end of the day, that when we're doing something, we're doing it with a purpose, that we have clear actions that we can take at the end of it. So I know I tend to be the more data-driven person, or not that I'm more so than anyone else, but it's just something that I always seem to focus on. But I like to know that we're doing with the end objective, that we will have something that we can then take action on, or steps that we can have ultimately take action on. So I would support the path that you just suggested. I mean, at this point in time, we're talking about putting or we as a board approving that we would be moving forward with a research project, and using the funds. And again, it's about $15,000 to $20,000. I don't think at this point in time we necessarily have to choose between the two. It's just because Jenna needs to be able to move forward with that. And Jenna, correct me if I'm wrong, because we kind of have two on the table, and one you were going back to try to get if they could break it up into two pieces, right?
I think we have enough based on the conversation today on our path forward, if you do so.
Okay. I'm going to leave it then to the board. So Audrey has, you know, expressed her view. She's certainly closer to that than I am. And I think that makes sense from that perspective. Are there more comments? Because I do think it's valuable that we as a board come to an agreement as to what we want to accomplish with this. And, you know, is this the path forward and how we want to use our research budget? So I'm going to open it up, because I definitely want to make sure that we have feedback from the board on this. Okay, in the absence of that, I'm going to ask, does anyone want to make a motion? Ideally, we'd be thinking about, you know, based on the comments that I have heard from board members, that we would be putting a motion on the table to move forward with our research on early literacy, and we'd be using our state board funds. Range of that would be about $15,000 to $20,000. I'm just putting that as a range. I know the number that Jenna threw out was 17, but I'm just putting that out there. If someone would, based on what I've heard, I think that's the motion that potentially would be on the table.
This is Audrey Noble. I move that the board approve the use of state board funds to support the early literacy research project as discussed.
Is there a second?
I second that motion. This is Wally Rushton.
I think we'll take a roll call vote rather than just all in favor. So Ms. Smith, if you could call the roll.
Mr. Lofink.
Yes.
Dr. Noble.
Yes.
Reverend Powell.
Yes.
Mr. Rushton.
Yes.
Ms. Sweeney.
Yes. Motion carried. Thank you. Actually, Jenna and Dr. Noble, thank you, because I know you both put a lot of work into that. And I'm really excited about seeing actionable next steps come out of that.